This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
After Rihanna's Super Bowl halftime performance, her Spotify streams are up 640% and her Apple sales rose over 300%. Streams of opening track Bitch Better Have My Money increased by more than 2,600%, Diamonds 1,400%, and both Rude Boy and We Found Love up 1,200%. And that's no baby bump. The trailer for The Flash was the most watched ad during the Super Bowl. It beat all advertisers and was the top performing theatrical ad during the 3-hour broadcast, edging out Guardians of the Galaxy 3 and Fast 10. Additionally, the film also stars Michael Keaton making his return as Batman after nearly 30 years, aka Creaky Batman. Fox's telecast of the Super Bowl brought in an average of 113 million viewers. Not only were the ratings bigger than last year's game, but the third biggest television program of all time. The only telecasts to ever score a larger audience have been two other Super Bowls, Patriots-Seahawks in 2015 and Patriots-Falcons in 2017. Football good. Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania, which sees the return of Paul Rudd's subatomic superhero, is expected to reinvigorate the sluggish winter box office. Disney's third standalone Ant-Man movie is expected to collect $110 million at the U.S. box office. It's one of the rare Hollywood movies to play in Chinese movie theaters, too. No need to call pest control. Amid ongoing breakup rumors and a reported fight that broke out during Super Bowl weekend, Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox were photographed together at an office building in the LA suburb of Agoura Hills. The duo showed up to the building, which houses various couple and marriage counseling specialists, in separate cars. Aww, how romantic. Iggy Azalea reacted to the serial abuse of ex-Playboy Cardi after he was arrested for choking his pregnant girlfriend during a heated argument. "Been there, done that, warned you," the fancy rapper tweeted after news of her ex's detainment surfaced. Azalea said Cardi rarely sees his son and is too busy abusing women. Not a playboy, a loser. Apple TV Plus announced that the third season of the Emmy-winning comedy series Ted Lasso will premiere on March 15th. Yep, season 2 wrapped up back in October 2021, so it's been a while since the show's been on. The new season will unfold in 12 episodes with a weekly release every Wednesday. Well, that smells like a locker room full of potential. Eminem's stunt double, Ryan Shepherd, was killed in Washington last month after being struck by a car. Shepherd was attempting to cross a street when a pickup truck slammed into him. He began appearing as Eminem in the early 2000s. Not only did he work as Slim Shady's stunt double, he'd also stand in for photos and show up to various events. R.I.P. Ryan Shepherd. Louis Vuitton announced that Pharrell Williams will serve as the next creative director of the brand's menswear line, following in the footsteps of the late Virgil Abloh. That's right. The brand posted on Instagram that his first collection for Louis Vuitton will be revealed in June during Men's Fashion Week in Paris. Wow, this must really make Pharrell happy. Sorry.
Idiot of the Week!
Danny Trejo is an actor and restaurateur here in LA, having credits in over 145 films, including the lead in Machete. But despite his success, he had to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. He's in the midst of reorganizing his assets after, quote, mistakenly claiming deductions for years. Idiot! Elvis took the crown at the 10th annual Makeup Artists and Hairstylists Guild Awards held in Beverly Hills. The film picked up two awards, while Everything Everywhere All at Once won for contemporary makeup, The Whale won for special makeup effects, and Black Panther Wakanda Forever got the award for contemporary hairstyling. Congrats!
Makeup!
After 2 weeks of snapping at the heels of Netflix's Wednesday, HBO's The Last of Us led the latest rankings. Demand for the post-apocalyptic series began tracking upward since its fourth episode aired on February 5th and has kept increasing ever since. Demand for the show has gone up 31% and will continue rising as the series drops episodes. Bleak, but good. Olivia Wilde and Jason Sudeikis' former nanny, who previously made bombshell claims about the former couple, has filed a wrongful termination lawsuit against them. Erica Gennaro claims in the lawsuit that Sudeikis fired her after she requested to take a 3-day stress leave. Gennaro claims she suffered increased stress and anxiety after Wilde moved out. Drama! U2 announced a Las Vegas residency, which will officially open the new state-of-the-art MSG Sphere Theater at the Venetian Hotel. Touted as a first-of-its-kind, totally immersive experience, the Sphere promises to reinvent what seeing a live show is all about. U2 will be highlighting songs from their hit album Achtung Baby. Sounds even better than the real thing.
The Trash Bin.
The selfie kid, who snapped a viral photo with Justin Timberlake at the end of the singer's 2018 Super Bowl halftime show, spent this past Super Bowl differently. Oh yeah. Ryan McKenna, now 18, was arrested at a shopping mall in Naples, Florida, where he was drunk and fighting with friends. Hey McKenna, your 15 minutes are so up.
The news wrap-up.
Netflix is ending password sharing at the end of March. Hogwarts Legacy has launched on multiple gaming platforms to rave reviews. It was North Korean hackers that stole $100 million worth of cryptocurrencies in an attack on the Horizon Bridge. Elon Musk, who co-founded the firm behind ChatGPT, warns AI is one of the biggest risks to civilization. Humans. Overrated.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, is tops of the box office.
The number one album.
SZA has her 9th number one week with SOS.
The number one app.
PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds is still the top paid app.
The number one book.
Spare by Prince Harry continues its reign at the top of the nonfiction chart.
After Lizzo was caught pulling a silver flask out of her bag and taking a sip at the Grammys, she's now revealing that her and her table mate Adele were so drunk they had no idea which categories were even being called. Both artists took home some of the biggest awards of the evening. Lizzo said, quote, "We were like, wait, did they do the best new artist? We didn't even know. When it was time and they would call our names, we would just be like, smile, smile," unquote. Lizzo was the first black woman to win Record of the Year since Whitney Houston won for I Will Always Love You in 1994. She has another hot track that just dropped, and we love it. Here's Lizzo featuring SZA with the Song of the Week, Special.
Woke up this morning to somebody judging me. No surprise they're judging me. Don't know who I'm supposed to be. I'm just acting up and precious. And never saying sorry. Found out in the end that I can only do it for me. You call it sensitive and I call it superpower. You just lack empathy cause you think it gives you power. All I know is only God can judge me. I don't hide my heart, I wear it on me. I'm used to feeling
Lizzo featuring SZA with the Song of the Week, special. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LA Spins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.